This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the continuing story of jobs going overseas, today's Detroit News publishes a General Motors Company document revealing more outsourcing plans. GM says it's not displacing American workers because these are new jobs. But the outsourcing debate goes on this election season with American worries about getting work. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
14 years ago, Radhika Reddy left her home near Bangalore, India, to get a master's degree in the U.S. on a Rotary scholarship. She never left. Now a U.S. citizen and businesswoman, she heads Cohen International. One of the things the company does is help U.S. firms find cheaper labor in India.
Some of the companies here in the healthcare practice are losing the ability to manage because of the high cost of medical transcription. So I was approached to help them find some people in India.
Reddy says Cohen International helps businesses to reduce costs so they can become more competitive and in turn make more U.S. investments in marketing and labor. But those out of work because of outsourcing disagree. Charles Hackett is a computer programmer who lost his job 2 years ago. Speaking at a friend's food court eatery in a suburban mall, Hackett philosophizes about the offshoring debate.
I just don't see the logic of shipping jobs overseas is going to cause more jobs to be created in the United States. It's completely illogical. It's helping CEOs a lot. So I think that those are the ones that are profiting.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the nation lost 2.3 million non-farm jobs since January 2001, though economists aren't clear how many U.S. jobs have been lost to outsourcing. On a visit this month to Ohio, President Bush commiserated with those facing what he called a time of transition.
I know there are workers here concerned about their jobs going overseas. I share that concern.
While the president reassures Americans about jobs, his administration is reassuring overseas trading partners that free trade practices will endure, even if the concept falls from public favor. Stuart Rothenberg edits the Rothenberg Political Report and is a frequent columnist for the Capitol Hill newspaper Roll Call.
The president's walking a fine line here. Domestically, he certainly doesn't want to praise outsourcing. On the other hand, I think that he's not comfortable putting pressure on U.S. businesses to try to stop the outsourcing.
On the campaign trail, presumed Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry is taking advantage of public uneasiness about outsourcing. After his presidential primary win in New Hampshire, Kerry promised to
shut down every loophole, every incentive, every reward that goes to some Benedict Arnold CEO or company that take the jobs overseas and stick Americans with the bill.
Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg of Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research in Washington, D.C., says that while Kerry voted in favor of free trade agreements like NAFTA, voters still associate Democrats with pro-labor stances.
I think the assumption is that Democrats generally care about unemployment more than Republicans do, and I think they assume that Democrats are more concerned about, you know, labor-related issues.
But outsourcing may not get the traction Democrats are hoping for. Glenn Bolger is a Republican pollster with Public Opinion Strategies in Washington.
If jobs are being created and continue to be created at a high level, where it's, you know, 150,000, 200,000 new jobs a month between now and the November election, I think outsourcing kind of falls by the wayside and people aren't going to be concerned about it.
But it's unclear just how much short-term impact a president can have on the unemployment numbers. Voters will likely hear the presidential candidates debate the outsourcing issue, at least until U.S. job statistics improve. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.